Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's episode is about creating the big stuff. And it's actually based around an excerpt from my new book, Creating the Impossible, a 90-day program to get your dreams out of your head and into the world. And you can learn more about the book at michaelneal.org/CTI book. One of the questions that people often ask is, if creating is so straightforward, why do we so often struggle to create the big stuff in our lives? In my experience, there are actually a number of very good reasons for that. Most of us are terrible at making decisions and committing to them. This is because we try to use the weakest part of ourselves to do it, our personal willpower. Since most of us haven't developed our willpower in that way, we give up early in the game and use that fact to beat ourselves up and talk ourselves out of even starting next time. But what we can do and are generally really good at is following the flow of our common sense and wisdom. And when we see that we have a sense of direction, an inner GPS, and know it's always on, it helps us to navigate the not-yet-created world of pure possibility and creative potential. We don't really understand the creative process. We tend to think of creativity as a series of steps we have to take rather than a naturally unfolding process we can make use of. It's like the difference between walking and trying to tell someone how to walk. We walk by making use of thousands of complex muscle movements that are well suited to our biological mechanism, honed by tens of thousands of hours of trial and learning. We can break down the steps, but as Mark Twain said, if people learn to walk and talk the way we teach them to read and write, everybody would limp and stutter. We totally misunderstand the feeling of being stuck. We think it's like being stuck in traffic or in the mud, being caught up in something outside ourselves that's genuinely fixed and immovable. But we're not really stuck in that sense. We're stuck in our head. We can't see a way forward, and that often sets off a ton of habitual thinking about why we're stuck, what our psychological blocks are, and how long it's going to take us to get past them all. The good news is that the only thing that ever gets truly stuck is our own thinking, and we're never more than one thought away from being back in our own creative flow. We forget that as a general rule, it takes time to create stuff in the world. The comedian Louis C.K. once joked that if you set out on a cross-country journey in the 1800s, with all the births and deaths and people dropping out along the way, a whole different group of people would arrive at the end. In the same way, as we set out on our own journey to creating the impossible, our thoughts begin to change and the world starts to look different. When we keep showing up and keep acting and responding, new things get created, and the world starts to be different. I hope you enjoyed that excerpt, and I hope you can see that the problem's not that big a problem. In other words, a lot of why we get stuck, a lot of why the big problems look like big problems, is because we think we've got to approach them rationally and linearly and using our personal will to make things happen. But when we begin to see that there's a deeper creative force within us, there is a deeper part of the mind, and that we can learn to let that creative force, that creative mind, guide us, we find that problems that looked huge and insurmountable start to look more like little molehills that we can take care of in the daily grooming of the planet. If you enjoyed the excerpt, I hope you'll pick yourself up a copy of the book. You can find out more at michaelneal.org/CTI book. Until next time, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.